This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Robbie and Dean, and it's Robbie's birthday extravaganza. Woohoo! He's 22.
I've been getting a lot of love today, and I really appreciate that. I also appreciate that Transport Victoria did update me. The Calder Freeway is now open.
Well, there we go.
Thank you for reaching out on my birthday.
Everyone can breathe a sigh of relief. Now we're very excited to have joining us in the studio the lovely Mama Alto. Hello, Mama. How are you?
Hello.
It's lovely to have you with us.
Here.
Now, you've had a very busy start to the year, haven't you?
Oh, haven't we all?
Yeah, that's true.
That's just what we do.
We seem to just always keep on going, but we're very excited. Because we've got you in the studio today because in 2 weeks' time, if my maths is correct, yes, it is. I know maths. In 2 weeks' time, you're organising a cabaret for a cause, raising a gala fundraiser, raising funds for bushfire recovery and relief at Chapel Off Chapel, which is very exciting.
Yes, I'm very excited about it. It's on February 28th, and we just have this incredible lineup of 14 different guest singers.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And, you know, because so many of us were just thinking, what can we do? And that we have to do something to help out with this ongoing bushfire crisis.
And I think everyone was very much spurned at the time over the holiday period and the New Year period. And as we've all started to go back into our lives, a lot of people haven't seen as much news or much attention to the fact that there are still fires that are raging on. The communities that have been affected by it, that trauma is still with them, and it's still affecting their lives in many ways.
Yes, it's true. And I was involved in some of the cultural efforts for recovery in Marysville after the terrible bushfires there 10 years ago now, maybe over 10 years. My maths is not very good. 11 years, I think, this year. And we saw what a great impact culture and infrastructure and psychological support has. Particularly, I was involved with Marysville Jazz and Blues Festival, which was to revitalise the tourism economy in Marysville. But from my knowledge of what happened there, the physical recovery of infrastructure, of community centres, of buildings, goes on and on for even still, even 10 years later. And the psychological recovery takes even longer. So we put together this fundraiser raising funds for CFA Victoria to replenish their stocks and equipment, also raising funds for the Volunteer Fire Brigades Victoria's counselling fund, which provides free post-traumatic stress disorder counselling for firefighters and volunteers, as well as for the Fund for Regional and Rural Renewal. That is the group that distributes the grants to rebuild community resources like libraries and schools and nursing homes.
That's absolutely wonderful. All three very important, very different causes that all help people in many ways, in different ways.
And charities that are the ones who are there for 5, 10, 15 years after the event supporting these communities. There's been such a huge outpouring of donations of money and goods and food that they need immediately. But these are some of the organisations that are there in the long haul.
Mm. Yeah, which is so important at this point. So Cabaret for a Cause, February 28th, Chapel Off Chapel. Who are we going to see in the lineup?
It's just an amazing lineup. We have Mama Alto, that's me.
Never heard of her.
We have Rachel Lewenden on piano, who most recently musically directed The Rapture for Moira Finucane, and she'll be musically directing the show.
Wonderful.
We have Josh Sanders from the Ziegfeld Boys from Sugar Babies, the musical. We have Geraldine Quinn, rock cabaret comedy legend. We have Willow Sizer, one of the great emerging talents to come out of the VCA and create a name for herself in the cabaret world.
Just two of these artists would have me buying a ticket immediately. And these are just some of the artists that are all on this bill.
Yes.
It's really exciting.
We have Ash Flanders, Maud Davey, Vincent Hooper, Lady Fox, Belinda Han Reid, Tando, I'm forgetting people. We have so many
There's
people.
So many.
Can I just quickly go back to Geraldine Quinn for a moment? Because as a Eurovision fanatic, I have
yes.
to.
Yes.
She had a song she didn't write it, but she performed a track that fell actually into the top 20 for Australia yes, Decides, yes. just narrowly avoiding. And it's a sensational disco number that I love.
Yes, it was a Casey Bonetto, Geraldine Quinn
That's
collaboration.
Right.
But you can hop onto her Facebook page or her Patreon and watch it in full. On SBS, they just showed a little snippet.
Yeah,
so you can watch the whole thing online.
Excellent disco track. Yes. So, can definitely vouch for that performer.
So this is an absolutely fantastic cast of people that are all volunteering their time to
yes.
come and be a part of this wonderful fundraiser, a Cabaret for a Cause at Chapel Off Chapel on the 28th of February. And it's really wonderful that everyone's made the time to be able to come and be a part of it. But obviously it requires all of you to buy tickets
yes.
and come and support
it. We're about
it.
Halfway sold out,
that's
so you
wonderful.
Must book your tickets soon if you... For the audience, it's going to be a great experience because all of your money is going towards the bushfire-affected communities in Victoria, but you will get a night of gorgeous, heart-soothing, healing music.
That's absolutely wonderful. So we've put the details up on our social media already. You can head to Chapel Off Chapel's website and they have the details there for Cabaret for a Cause, a gala fundraiser for bushfire recovery and relief presented by the lovely Mama Alto. Mama, you just don't seem to stop and it's wonderful that just not only performing everywhere, but you do events like this to help raise funds for those that need it and highlight important causes like this. And it's wonderful that all of those artists are coming together and donating their time. Now, that's happening in 2 weeks. Time.
Yes.
But this weekend, you've got a little something-something cooking, haven't
yes.
you?
Yes. This weekend, for anybody who's heading up for the first weekend of Mardi Gras or for any listeners in New South Wales, Gender Euphoria, the show that I co-created with Maud Davey, the highly acclaimed show, I might add, with the largest ever trans and gender diverse cast in Australian history, is going to be opening Mardi Gras Festival. Because a lot of people know the parade, but a lot of people don't realise it's a 3-week cultural festival.
Yes,
it is. So this Saturday and Sunday.
This year the program is very exciting. And last year they talked a lot about creating a lot of space for trans and gender diverse and non-binary individuals, not just within the program, but they put a real focus on the parade. And it's even more exciting that this year they've really put an effort to be able to highlight and focus on the artists and communities that are further marginalised, like these ones within our communities that need this focus and need their art celebrated, just like Gender Euphoria is.
It's very exciting.
It was a sold out smash hit here in Melbourne, and it's so exciting that it's getting to tour and going to Sydney
We're
Mardi Gras.
We're absolutely thrilled.
That's very exciting. That's happening this weekend at
yes,
the Seymour Centre.
Yes, at the Seymour Centre, the Mardi Gras Performing Arts Hub at the Seymour Centre.
Oh, so that's wonderful. So that's two great events. If you're in New South Wales this weekend, if you're in Sydney, hop along to the Seymour Centre on Saturday or Sunday, grab your tickets and go and see Gender Euphoria. I have not yet been lucky enough to see it.
That's because it's sold out twice in Melbourne.
Exactly. But everyone I know who has gone to see it has honestly stepped away from it saying it's been so wonderful to see and so wonderful to see trans and gender diverse performers and the way in which they tell their stories, show their art forms, and it's like nothing else that they've ever seen within Australian art and theatre. So it's so exciting that it's not only being created, but it's touring and being celebrated in such a wonderful
way. It's very exciting. I have one more thing to talk about.
Tell us, Mama.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Listeners at home, picture me jumping out of a cake. Happy birthday, dear Robbie. Happy birthday to you.
Yes. Thank you.
Oh, lovely, Mama.
I've gone all pink.
No birthday is complete without a bit of Marilyn, is it?
Oh, beautiful. Thank you so much for the love.
Don't forget to grab your tickets for Cabaret for a Cause, a gala fundraiser for bushfire recovery and relief presented by Mama Alto at Chapel Off Chapel on February 28th. Head to Chapel Off Chapel's website to grab your tickets and for further details to see all those wonderful performers that are a part of it. Mama, thank you for coming
and
joining us.
Thank you for having me. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air.
Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.